The entryway to the Natural History Museum is flooded with excited school kids, curious seniors, and a towering dinosaur skeleton. Since the museum was founded in 1913, these visitors were restricted indoors, dinosaur included. But with the new multi-million-dollar expansion plan, museum president Jane Pizzano says the surrounding area outside will now have exhibits of its own.
It has been transformed from a very ugly hardscape to a vibrant, living, natural space where our visitors can learn about the natural world around them.
Particularly students. It has plans to provide an outdoor wilderness exhibit in what the museum staff calls a living laboratory. Education director Dr. Karen Weiss says this includes adding open habitats of butterflies, birds, bugs, plants, and the Get Dirty Zone.
The attract there will be really just small children sticking their hands in. We're going to trick families into coming over there and then learning deep science.
The museum has plans for $30 million worth of expansion. The county has already given the museum a third of that funding, and the rest is expected to come from donations. L.A. County Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas has been a huge supporter of the project from the get-go, and especially the effects that the expansion will have on the content available at the museum.
The transformative journey that the Natural History Museum is on is not a small thing. It is a very, very significant thing.
The expansion will begin this summer. Visitors of all ages will be able to explore 3.5 acres of gardens and enjoy presentations in a new amphitheater. Tracy Oppenheimer, Annenberg Radio News.